Welcome. You're listening to Dental MD. I'm Dr. Jessica Sapoff. This is KKNW, 1150 AM, Alternative Talk. And I'm very fortunate to be able to be here on this radio station here in the Seattle area. We have a lot of great shows on this radio station. And I've been on now for about just over 5 years, coming up on my 6 year toward the end of this year. And, I've been able to cover a lot of topics on holistic dentistry, holistic natural choices. Holistic isn't necessarily a natural term because you can look at the entire body and come up with a lot of mainstream ways to deal with problems that connect different parts of the body. But if you want a natural alternative, then you're looking for the least invasive and least toxic of the choices. And you definitely want to be thinking holistically, because otherwise you're going to miss things. You're going to be looking with tunnel vision at one problem and not paying attention to all the other possible factors. Part of holistic thinking is looking at all of the other factors that can influence a situation. Some of which might be fundamental causes, and others which might just be contributing factors that are confounding the diagnosis or the treatment. All right, I'm a holistic general dentist, and I practice according to the principles of natural medicine. I've been in practice for almost 30 years, 20 years here in the Seattle area. And this radio show is all about bringing you ideas to help you form the questions you need to ask so that you can get the care that you want, that's the most appropriate and desirable for you and your family. So I bring up the usual topics in dentistry, teeth, broken teeth, toothaches, root canals, choices, dentures, implants, you know, you name it, gum disease, TMJ problems, sleep apnea, and what dentists do for that. I've covered all these different topics, orthodontics, orthopedic treatment. I've covered all these topics in a lot of different ways over the years. And today I want to focus on missing teeth. Everything from children's teeth, what happens if it's back teeth, how is that different from when the missing teeth are the front teeth. And for adults, missing teeth, one tooth, more than one tooth, what are your choices? All the teeth in one quadrant, what are your choices? What happens if you lose all of your teeth? Then what do you do? What about the bone? What about, chewing and smiling? So today I'm going to talk about missing teeth, all the way from single teeth, front or back, all the way to missing a lot of teeth or all the teeth. Because a lot of people, you know, you might think, well, oh, yeah, I think grandma had dentures. And, you know, but you might be curious. You might not know anybody that has complete dentures, or you might not know that somebody that you know has complete dentures. Maybe somebody does and you just don't know about it. And, you know, there are some interesting things about replacing missing teeth. It's prosthetics. It's dental prosthetics, and they can be removable or fixed. Fixed prosthetics is replacements of teeth that are cemented in or screwed in the case of implants. Removable prosthetics are like if you were missing a limb and you would put, you know, an artificial leg or arm on so that you could walk or get dressed or whatever and do things with your arms and legs. Sometimes people still need a cane. It's the same way with missing teeth. Sometimes you can replace the teeth, but you still need a little crutch, like maybe some sticky stuff or, you know, something to help hold them in. It's kind of interesting, you know, what people go through getting used to these prosthetics and what you have to do to maintain them. How often do you have to replace them? How do you know whether it needs to be replaced? you know, children are different than adults because they're still growing. And so if you do need to replace teeth in children, it has to be done in a way that does not restrict the growth of the jaws or interfere with the eruption of the next teeth. So there's really quite a lot to this. And missing teeth is something that, you know, a long time ago, not so long ago, but if you had a problem with a tooth, a lot of heroics would be done. They would do a lot of building up of the tooth, and you know, a lot of dentists still do this, but it was much more commonplace to do extreme periodontal treatment, gum surgeries and root canals and redoing the root canals and redoing the gum surgery, replacing the crown, doing all kinds of things to try to keep that tooth in the mouth. And then along came implants, and all of a sudden, the criteria for maintaining a compromised tooth changed. All of a sudden, you know, you might do one gum surgery or try the root canal once, or if the tooth is dead and it needs a root canal and it has gum problems, well, you know, should we condemn that tooth and just put an implant in while there's still some bone there? You know, that is kind of the general trend in dentistry now. So you might think that people don't lose teeth as often, but actually, with the advent of implants being so popular, I think people are actually losing more teeth now than maybe they did 20 years ago when a lot of heroics were being performed to keep teeth in the head, even very, very compromised teeth. They'd splint all the teeth together to give them some strength and do all the, you know, multiple surgeries and root canals and surgeries at the root tips if the root canal failed, and all kinds of things were done to keep those teeth in. And from a natural viewpoint, natural medicine viewpoint, even though it's sad to lose teeth, the procedures, the persistent gum disease or multiple root canal treatments on a tooth, those processes and the diseases themselves that lead to those problems, those are actually quite toxic. And in some cases, I'm going to venture to say that the person's overall health may actually benefit by removing a severely compromised tooth. And so by removing a tooth that is severely compromised by gum disease and or multiple root canal treatments, that removes a possible source of toxicity and bacteria and chronic bacteremia from this infected. It's a chronically infected area, and the bacteria involved with the root canal system and the gum disease area around the tooth, those bacteria are giving off toxic waste called endotoxin. And this is just a, you know, it may not be an acute infection, which would mean it was swollen and painful. If it's not acute, then, and it looks kind of okay on the x-ray and it's not hurting and seems all right, in mainstream, they'll look at that picture on the x-ray and look at the lack of symptoms and say, okay, that tooth's doing okay, you know, keep going. But on a microscopic level, that may not be okay. And a person who has looked into all of this might actually choose to get that tooth removed before it even reaches the point where it's had all these multiple procedures on it. Once the nerve dies or it has, you know, a certain level of periodontal destruction around it, leading to chronic pocketing and pus and bacteria just living on the roots, that... Now, I'm not going to say that periodontal disease can't be dealt with and managed so that it's not chronic, you know, ongoing worsening infection. It can be, up to a certain point, it can be treated and stabilized. So I wouldn't think that people would extract teeth just because they have pockets. But if it has pockets and it's a dead tooth, I think that people thinking holistically and according to natural medicine might be inclined to cut their losses and get rid of teeth that fit that description. And I think people, at least in the natural realm of medicine, are actually having teeth removed that fit that description, which means people are missing teeth more than, like I said, more than probably 20 years ago when people were keeping teeth that were like that, broken down. So with the advent of implants, I'm going to talk about implants as one of the options for replacing teeth that are missing. That became kind of the gold standard. If you're missing a tooth, well, let's get an implant in there. And it started to be something that was becoming very routine. But again, for naturally minded people, the idea of a surgery to screw an artificial tooth root into the bone that's usually metal and hard to find anybody that will do a ceramic one. And once it's in there and the bone integrates with it, if you change your mind or you decide that maybe that wasn't such a good idea and you want it out of there, you will not be able to find somebody to remove it. That's one of the biggest issues with, the decision about implants. If you think that you want to leave open the possibility of getting it removed later, if you change your mind or don't want it anymore, forget it. It's in there for good. They can be removed, but it requires a lot of troughing of the bone around it, a lot of bone destruction just to release it, because it really is called osseointegration, and it is in there. So today I'm going to talk about all kinds of different situations where people are missing teeth in the back and the front, multiple teeth, teeth next to each other, teeth on both sides, missing teeth on one side and not on the other, all kinds of situations and what your choices are in those situations. All right. You are listening to Dental MD. I'm Dr. Jessica Sapoff. If you have questions about any of the things I'm talking about on this show, give us a call, 425-427-8899, or you can reach the front desk if you have questions or want to make an appointment, appointments@naturaldentist.com. All right. I'll be right back after this break.
So how long has it been since you've been to the dentist?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
I know, going to the dentist can be tough, but did you know that healthy teeth lead to a healthy body? I know what you're thinking. All dentists are alike. They lure you in for the free exam or, you know, complimentary cleaning. And before you know it, wham, huge dental bill. And did you even need all that work? Well, why not try a different approach? Natural Dental Health Associates in Issaquah specializes in taking care of you. Their easy, no-gimmick, honest approach to dentistry will have you forgetting you're actually in a dentist's office. And the best thing is, they're all natural. Yep, no mercury, nickel, or other harmful chemicals are used. Click on your media player now and get started on the road to better dental health today. Or call 425-427-8899. Natural Dental Health Associates is a proud sponsor of the Dental MD Radio Show, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. on Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m.
Find our app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store and take us with you wherever you go. Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Welcome back. You're listening to Dental MD. I'm Dr. Jessica Sapoff, and today I'm talking about missing teeth and what your options and choices are, whether you're a child patient and whether it's front teeth or back teeth, or an adult and whether it's front teeth or back teeth, and how old the patient is may make a difference. What's happening with the teeth around that space will affect what the choices are. So, and also another factor is how long ago was the tooth lost? Because if it was lost a while ago, then there's going to be some movement and shifting and bite collapse and tilting and lots of other problems that before the tooth is replaced, these other problems should be dealt with. And sometimes that's with orthodontic treatment to upright teeth and recreate a space or correct a space so that an implant can be placed, or correct the alignment of the teeth so that a removable tooth replacement can come in and out easily, or so that if a bridge, a fixed bridge, which attaches to the two teeth on either side of the space, when that goes in, if the teeth on either side are straight up and down and parallel to each other, that makes it so that it's actually on the unit that was tilted. If you try to make a bridge on teeth that are tilted, you're going to have to drill that tooth a little bit differently because the bridge needs to have a what's called a path of draw. And so if the teeth are not parallel, you have to shape the teeth so that the bridge can come on and off a parallel structure. So the shaping is different, and sometimes, you know, sometimes that means cutting more deeply into a tooth, which is not not favorable for the tooth. You could end up needing a root canal on a tooth that's cut into more deeply, you know, closer to the nerve, all that kind of thing. So if the teeth were lost long ago, there may be some corrective measures to be done prior to replacing the tooth. But in the meantime, how about some kind of temporary solution so that you don't go around with a space? That's, you know, a very important part of what we do is make temporary support for the other teeth and to replace teeth so that it doesn't look like you're missing a tooth or doesn't feel like you're missing a tooth in the case of a back tooth. And, you know, that's important to have, you know, and the temporary is only good until you get to the point where that doesn't work anymore because you've moved the teeth or you're getting ready to do the next step. All right, so let's start with talking about adults, and I'll get back to children later in this show. So as far as adult teeth, as I was saying, if you lost a tooth long ago, the other teeth around that one have probably shifted and drifted or tilted. And if that's happened, then, you know, this is one of those situations where Invisalign is going to be good for some things and slow for other things. Uprighting molars can be done with aligners, but it's not easy and it takes a long time to do it. It can be done using metal brackets and wires, but if those teeth that are tilted and need to be moved have crowns already on them or gum disease in the case of somebody who, you know, may have had bone loss or infection in the gums, orthodontics may not be an option, or it may need to be preceded by some gum treatment first. And then once you're kind of out of the woods for gum disease on the affected teeth, then you can move them orthodontically. And, you know, are you getting the idea that this requires treatment planning, complex treatment planning? This is one of those kinds of situations where it's in a lot of offices where they're not looking at it holistically and they're not looking at your entire bite and your jaw alignment. Like, let's say you're missing a couple of teeth and your jaw clicks and you have a lot of old metal restorations. You know, in one office, you might get rushed in to just get a couple of implants and crowns on those implants, and they consider you to be complete. You're done. You got your missing teeth, and you've got these big spaces where food collects, and because you had tilting of the other teeth, and your jaw still clicks. They didn't address that or think it was even connected or related. And as far as they're concerned, you're done because now you've got, you know, tooth replacements. Well, you know, in an office where we treat holistically, what I'm going to be looking at before I replace any teeth is how is the foundation? What else do we need to look at? If your jaw pops and clicks, maybe working with your jaw to eliminate that click if possible, that may give you a slightly different bite position. And then when we replace the teeth, we can replace them in a way that supports a corrected jaw posture where your jaw doesn't click. Wow, we got an opportunity. We have to do some treatment. We have an opportunity at that juncture to work with your jaw joint, which may have been clicking for 20 years and bothering you all that time, and nobody ever addressed it or did anything about it or knew what to do about it. All I did was clean your teeth and see if you had any decay, and and that was routine dental, right? So by looking at everything, we're going to take opportunities to correct longstanding malalignments if necessary and make whatever corrections we can there, and then look at what are we going to do to get you whole and functional with your teeth, your bite. So in that case, you know, maybe there are lots of old metal restorations that you really would just as soon replace or not. Maybe there are old metal restorations and you're just fine with keeping those. If we're doing a new position for your jaw where your jaw doesn't click, your back teeth may not meet quite the same way. So we can work with that orthodontically, or we can restore your posterior teeth, your back teeth, so that your teeth chew in the position where your jaw joint is aligned better than it used to be without clicking. And this is actually, it may help prevent degenerative arthritic changes in your jaw joint over time if the alignment is improved. And of course, not having it be noisy, being able to open and close your jaw without, you know, clicking and popping and noise that, you know, other people usually can't hear that, but there are some people whose clicking is quite noisy and it bothers them when they're eating in a restaurant or out in public or their family laughs at them or whatever it is. Heard all these stories. So the idea is to look at all of the factors and correct what you can when the opportunity arises. But you have to be in an office where, you know, like ours, where we look at all the factors and then, you know, make something that that works to solve as many problems as possible. And if we choose not to solve a problem, because let's say you just want, you've got one tooth missing, you want that one replaced, you don't want to do any of the other, you know, you're okay with your jaw clicking. What I might do is have you just wear a night appliance that helps align your jaws at night and keep your teeth apart so that you don't clench and grind and damage your new crown or your new restoration bridge, whatever it is we're making. So in the case of one tooth missing, you know, there are a lot of possible choices. You can get a removable one tooth partial denture. It's the least expensive thing. Actually, the least expensive thing is to, like, just wear a retainer at night to keep your other teeth from drifting. But if you want to replace the tooth, your least expensive option is to get a removable partial denture. And it can be just on the one side where the tooth is missing, or it can go all the way around and hook around on the other side. And it's more stable that way, but that way you can feel it all the way around. And it's not bad. It's sort of like a new shoe. At first you notice it, and then after a few minutes you don't even notice that it's on your foot anymore, even though it felt different when you first put it on. That's kind of how it is. People get used to it very quickly. But it's sort of like wearing a sandal instead of a boot. If you have a fixed bridge that's cemented in, that's done. It's in there. It's not moving. And a removable tooth can shift a little bit. It'll click on and stay in place if it's made correctly and fits correctly. But they can, over time, they can start to have a little bit of loose quality to them, and you can end up getting food caught around it and all that kind of thing. That was the other topic I was going to cover, too, is how do you know when it's time to replace something? Sometimes you just, it happens so gradually that you don't notice it's gotten loose. And one day you're in a dental office for a checkup and somebody says, hey, your partial isn't really fitting very well anymore. I'm like, oh, yeah, I guess it's not. I'm getting a lot of food caught under it. You know, sometimes you get so used to something that you don't even think to ask about it. So partial dentures can replace anything from one tooth all the way to all the teeth except one. And when you're missing all the teeth, then it's not called a partial anymore. Then it's called a complete denture. And in the next segment, I'm going to talk about some of the different types of partial dentures and complete dentures that exist. Some have metal and some don't. All right, you are listening to Dental MD. I'm Dr. Jessica Sapoff. If you have questions about any of the topics that I talk about on this show, please give us a call, 425-427-8899, or reach the front desk, appointments at naturaldentist.com. I'll be right back after this break.
So how long has it been since you've been to the dentist? Yeah, I'm talking to you. I know, going to the dentist can be tough, but did you know that healthy teeth lead to a healthy body? I know what you're thinking. All dentists are alike. They lure you in for the free exam or, you know, complimentary cleaning. And before you know it, wham, huge dental bill. And did you even need all that work? Well, why not try a different approach? Natural Dental Health Associates in Issaquah specializes in taking care of you. Their easy, no-gimmick, honest approach to dentistry will have you forgetting you're actually in a dentist's office. And the best thing is, they're all natural. Yep, no mercury, nickel, or other harmful chemicals are used. Click on your media player now and get started on the road to better dental health today. Or call 425-427-8899. Natural Dental Health Associates is a proud sponsor of the Dental MD Radio Show, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. on Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m.
Get inspired every hour right here on Alternative Talk, 1150. Wondering what's on next on Alternative Talk, 1150? Check out 1150kknw.com.
Welcome back. Excuse me. You're listening to Dental MD. I'm Dr. Jessica Sapoff. We are talking about missing teeth today, and in the last section, I talked about missing one tooth or more than one tooth and teeth that can drift and shift and what some of the things are that we can do to align teeth and align the jaw joint if it's been popping, clicking, or having symptoms in the process of getting you ready for replacing teeth. And teeth can be replaced. If you're missing one tooth or two teeth, you can get a fixed bridge, which attaches to the neighboring teeth. Sometimes if you're attaching to a front area, you might end up with two teeth anchoring the front end of a long, what's called a long span bridge. So if you're missing a couple of molars and it's being attached to a wisdom tooth in the back, which I've seen, up in the front end, you're attaching it to smaller teeth toward the front of the mouth. And so a lot of times two teeth will be used. So maybe two premolars together become the anchor for the front end of the bridge. So now the number of teeth involved that have had to be prepared for the bridge are three, with two teeth in the middle missing. And, you know, if anything happens to any of those tooth units, like new decay or any of those kinds of things, or tooth gets a crack or needs a root canal, then, you know, then the bridge has to be dealt with. Sometimes you end up losing the whole bridge. Other times you just end up getting a root canal access drilled through the bridge in order to fix a tooth on the inside. So it's a lot of teeth involved, but when they work, once they're in, it looks like teeth, it stays in. It can be done fairly quickly. You don't, in other words, compared to an implant, which you have to get the implant artificial roots put surgically into the bone. Sometimes the bone has to be augmented. It's called ridge augmentation. Sometimes the ridge is too narrow or too low, and they have to do bone grafting and bone ridge augmentation surgeries before they can place the implants. And in the meantime, you're going to want some kind of temporary to wear, which will be like a removable partial denture, except kind of a less expensive version of that. It'll have teeth on it. The temporaries can be made in a lot of different ways. Sometimes they have metal wire clasping, but they don't have to. And that will click onto the teeth and fill in that space where the teeth are missing while you're getting bone augmentation and implants placed, and while the implants are healing, which depending on the situation can be anything from, you know, 4 months all the way up to a year, sometimes with extra bone surgeries. And implants do sometimes fail. They, you know, when you're getting talked to about implants as your choice, frequently it is made to sound as though these things hardly ever fail. But actually, they can fail, and they do fail from time to time. And that happens. I mean, you can lose teeth and you can lose implants. People get a special kind of gum disease and bone loss around implants. And probably the type of bacteria that get under there and destroy the bone is a different type than with the microbes, or a different mixture than with run-of-the-mill garden variety gum disease. So implants are an option. I think people need to be made aware of what the risks are, that it's hard to remove them later if you decide you don't want it. But if it's failing, then they have to be removed. And, you know, I see a lot of, not in my practice, but in courses that I take, where I learn about what can cause an implant to fail and how often they fail and that kind of thing, and what's done about it when it's failing. And, you know, it usually means more bone grafting and more surgeries. So, you know, the people who are very pro-implant don't understand why somebody would choose to get a fixed bridge, because the neighboring teeth have to be drilled and shaped in order to put a bridge on. But, you know, and so they may say negative things about that to try to get you to choose an implant, which is what they want to do. And the thing about the bridge is that maybe you had big restorations, big mercury fillings, or old crowns that had nickel in them. And maybe you want to replace the old stuff that's in the neighboring teeth on either side of that space anyway. And so getting a bridge is an opportunity to upgrade all the restorations that are in the neighboring teeth at that time. Maybe those teeth have already got old crowns on them, and so the teeth themselves were drilled and shaped years ago, and just taking off the old crown and just cleaning it up a little bit, you know, maybe you're not going to lose a whole lot more tooth structure in the process of getting a bridge. And it can be done in a matter of weeks instead of a year. You don't have to fiddle with a cheap, temporary, removable partial while you're waiting for implants to heal. Now, there are a lot of different factors that go into making the choice about what, you know, what you want to do about the missing teeth. But the key is that you want to get something in there for at least, you know, 6 or 8 hours a day minimum that will prevent your other teeth from drifting and shifting and tilting and just, you know, basic posterior bite collapse, it's called. Because when you're missing a bunch of teeth on the bottom, your upper teeth now don't have anything to chew against, and they will literally droop down. They will droop down. The bone will droop on the top. Sometimes the bone will droop to a point, and then the teeth will continue to droop out of the bone, down, down, into the space below where you used to have teeth. Now you're talking about, you know, a pretty major correction. And if that doesn't get corrected in the process of replacing that, you know, sometimes what will be done is those upper teeth that drooped will just be trimmed back, maybe root canals and crowns, because by the time you trim them to the point where they're level again, you're into the pulps. You're you know, killing the teeth, removing that much tooth structure. So in a case like that, you know, don't you think it might be better to move those teeth? And they can be orthodontically undrooped. They can be moved back most of the way, probably not all the way to exactly where they were originally, but at least back close enough to where they were so that the bite will work and you have space again on the lower to put in the replacement teeth without, I mean, and if you do have to trim them, it's going to be a little bit instead of a lot. So it really helps if the person who's helping you plan your treatment understands orthodontics, TMJ, full mouth restoration, restorative treatment, is willing to look at all of the options, from removable teeth to fixed partial, which is a bridge that's cemented in, and to implants as one of your choices for replacing teeth. Let's say you're missing all the teeth on the lower right, but you have all of your teeth on the lower left, and somebody wants to do implants. Well, implants, that may be fine, but let me just point out what some of the mechanical problems might be with that choice. You have mechanical problems with the other choices as well. What's going to happen is when the implants are put in, because the bone integrates with the implants, there's no longer any give. There's no sponginess. There's no little ligaments in the socket that when you bite on your teeth lightly and then you press, your teeth are moving up and down in the bone sockets like little elastic bands holding your teeth in. Those are the little periodontal ligaments that are lining the bone socket where the tooth sits. That's not there with an implant. With an implant, it is a pipe in concrete. And that first place where you touch down lightly, if the implant that you get is in occlusion at that point, you cannot bite any further. You can't compress. So they have to make the implant lower, so that when you fully compress and you're like chewing food and pressing on your teeth, when you get all the way to where you've compressed your teeth with your bite, that's when they want the implant to touch, when you're fully compressed. So what you end up with is, when you're relaxed, only the side where you have natural teeth will touch. Those will touch and touch and touch, and until you're actually pressing on those teeth, the other side will not be in function. And that can create problems. This is an asymmetric mechanical issue. Now, if you were to get you can't get a bridge in a case like this, because you don't have a tooth in the back on the missing side to hang it on. So your only other option would be a partial removable denture. And if you have teeth on one side and not on the other, you have one side where the partial is connecting and clicking into place and feels solid because it's resting on teeth. On the other side, it's cushiony. It's resting on gum tissue and has actually more give than the side where you have teeth. So that works well, except that as your bone underneath the, you know, the gum tissue can get sore because you're resting this denture right on gum tissue. People generally get used to it, and after a little time, if it's adjusted correctly, the gum tissue feels fine, unless you get food caught under it. But over time, that bone will resorb a little bit, especially if you're using a partial, which is putting a little bit of pressure on it when you're eating. So as that bone gradually resorbs, that whole side of the partial is dropping, dropping, dropping. Now, the partial can break, or the teeth on the other side are in full function and the denture is not sharing the chewing load anymore once it gets to that point. So at that point, it's time to either get a new partial or reline it so that it fits against the gum tissue properly again. So, you know, there are mechanical problems with any of the choices. If you're missing all the teeth on just one side, that's tricky. That requires regular maintenance and replacing things and adjusting things to remain comfortable. It's not there aren't any really good long-term solutions there. Okay, well, we're done with another segment. You're listening to Dental MD. I'm Dr. Jessica Sapoff, and I'm going to be taking a break here in a minute. If you have any questions about any of the topics that I talk about on this show, give us a call, 425-427-8899, or reach the front desk, appointments at naturaldentist.com. I'll be right back.
So how long has it been since you've been to the dentist? Yeah, I'm talking to you. I know, going to the dentist can be tough, but did you know that healthy teeth lead to a healthy body? I know what you're thinking. All dentists are alike. They lure you in for the free exam or, you know, complimentary cleaning. And before you know it, wham! huge dental bill. And did you even need all that work? Well, why not try a different approach? Natural Dental Health Associates in Issaquah specializes in taking care of you. Their easy, no-gimmick, honest approach to dentistry will have you forgetting you're actually in a dentist's office. And the best thing is, they're all natural. Yep, no mercury, nickel, or other harmful chemicals are used. Click on your media player now and get started on the road to better dental health today. Or call 425-427-8899. Natural Dental Health Associates is a proud sponsor of the Dental MD Radio Show, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. on Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m.
Get inspired every hour right here on Alternative Talk, 1150.
Welcome back. You're listening to Dental MD. I'm Dr. Jessica Sapoff. Today I'm talking about missing teeth and replacements for missing teeth. So I covered back teeth in adults missing one or more, or all of them on one side and maybe one or none on the other side. All right, so I want to briefly just describe what it's like for people who have lost all of their teeth. And for, you know, for different reasons. Sometimes, like I was saying, holistic people have a tendency to choose not to maintain a chronic long-term infection / inflammation, which another term for that would be a tooth that's had a root canal. And they may choose not to retain that. And if they choose to have it removed, sometimes, you know, as we get older and the teeth are sometimes crack or have old fillings and restorations and lost parts and, you know, things happen and teeth do age along with us. And sometimes fairly invasive restorative procedures have been done to teeth. And depending on what the condition is of the teeth, somebody might choose to just have certain teeth removed. And if it turns out that, you know, somebody has had all of them removed for whatever reason, because of finances sometimes, sometimes people cannot afford to fix their teeth at the time that things need to be done, and the only choice is to remove the teeth. And, you know, as sad as that is, you know, it's there are ways to replace the teeth that look nice. And implants are sometimes used under dentures, or you can sometimes make a porcelain thing that will actually screw onto a few implants and stay in place. That's kind of a nice solution if you have enough bone and don't mind getting implants. But if you just want simple, removable dentures, these can be made very artistically. They can look like fake teeth, or they can be made really well and actually look very natural. And if it's the top teeth, if the denture is made correctly and fits correctly, there will be a nice suction effect against the roof of the mouth without using any of that sticky denture adhesive stuff, which turned out to give people overdoses of zinc at one point. Better, you know, because people were swallowing some of it, and it just, you know, it's not meant to be ingested, but it turned out to be a big problem a few years back. But if the upper denture is fitting correctly, there will be a nice suction effect against the roof of the mouth. It does impact speech a little bit and tasting your food, because the roof of your mouth is actually important for being able to taste food. But, you know, these can be comfortable and functional. And lower teeth, missing all the lower teeth, is a little trickier because it's harder to get a suction effect. Your tongue can feel the lower one more than the upper one. And the lower one, because it's U-shaped, it tends to float around a little bit. And you kind of learn to keep it in place with your cheek muscles and stuff. It's amazing. There are people with, like, no ridge left and a denture in there that's almost flat. And they're chewing and eating and talking, and you don't even know it's there. It's amazing what people can get used to. Kind of like going upstairs with flip-flops on. You learn to keep them on going up the stairs. They don't fall off your feet after you get used to them. Anyway, you know, and for the lower arch, a lot of times an implant retained tooth replacement is the most comfortable because it either snaps on and stays in because it's snapped in onto three or four or more implant fixtures, so it stays in place, or it's screwed on and stays in place, and you just clean under it. Occasionally, it can be removed and replaced. So let's talk about children. Let's talk about children's teeth really briefly. I didn't really leave enough time. I may have to talk more about this in another episode. But if it's a back tooth that's being lost, there has to be space maintenance. Otherwise, the permanent teeth and other teeth behind the space will drift forward and block out the new tooth that needs to come in that space. And there will be a big crowding problem. Now, if a child is missing a front tooth, the front teeth really don't drift very much or move, and so you don't have to replace it for space maintenance, but depending on the age of the child, you might want something there in order to look normal, but most of the time, missing front teeth on kids is not a big issue. So it's really the back teeth that we worry the most about if the teeth are missing. And if it's the last baby tooth in the row on a child that is lost early, then it's very hard to do a space maintainer because the tooth behind it that's going to be coming in, that 6-year molar, hasn't erupted yet. And when it erupts, it's going to erupt further forward than it should. And so you have to, as soon as it starts to erupt, you can put something there and gently move it back. As it's erupting, you can kind of gently push it back up and back into the place where it was supposed to erupt so that there's space recreated where that tooth had been lost. That has to be done with an orthodontic appliance. And that's a very, that's like an orthopedic type of appliance with a little screw on it to just kind of grab that tooth and gently move it back into the proper position as it's erupting. On the top, same thing, but if you're going to do orthopedic work, you might as well do whatever expansion and arch shape correction is needed. And, sometime between age 5 and 7 is really, or actually 5 through 6 through 9, somewhere in there, depending on which teeth are erupting, you make a decision about how you want to do orthopedic work, arch correction, shape, and move teeth back where they belong, get the arch all arranged and the teeth positioned so that the new teeth that are erupting in have room to come in. The goal is to get the permanent teeth to come into the right place the first time so that they don't have a memory of a wrong position and then have to be moved into the right position using orthodontics later, where that tooth remembers where it used to be when the teeth were crowded and will always need retainers for the rest of their lives. And if you can get that tooth to erupt in to the right place the first time, then retainers are going to be a lot less critical or important for that kind of a case. So it is a good idea to get in there early and recreate space. And the best thing is if you can just maintain the space, which, there are choices, metal space maintainers, non-metal space maintainers. You may not even be given a choice depending on where you go. All right. So one last quick word about dentures. If they are removable, they should be taken out and cleaned frequently, especially if there are still other teeth that the partial denture is connecting to and clicking onto to stay in place. Because the risk for tooth decay is high with these things, because plaque and food catch and grow around the clasps and where the partial sits against the teeth. You got to take it out, clean it, brush your teeth, floss. You got to be very careful to prevent gum disease and tooth decay if you are using a partial denture. And for a complete denture, you just want to have it out for part of the day or at night, so that your saliva can wash and rejuvenate your gums. All right, today I've talked about missing teeth and choices for tooth replacement. You're listening to Dental MD. I'm Dr. Jessica Sapoff. If you have questions about today's show or any of my other topics, give us a call, 425-427-8899, or reach the front desk, appointments@naturaldentist.com. Thank you for listening.